and I'm delighted to see him joined on the line eventually by Jason Quigley. Jason, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. How are you, Jason? You all good?
All good, sir. All good. Can't complain. How's the farm?
We're all keeping well. Maybe a little bit warmer where you are. You're in your training camp in LA, I think it is, Jason.
Yeah, I'm over in Venice here now in LA, and I've been getting a few pictures and snaps from back at home now, and it looks a lot nippier over there than it is here at the minute, I know.
We've got all the woolies on. Jason, suppose everything looking forward now to a Thursday night's fight. Your opponent has been announced, and it's just a couple of days out now. How's everything? How has the camp been for you?
Yeah, everything's been brilliant. You know, it's I've been out here now since the 6th of January, so I had a lot of time to adjust and to get used to the time difference, the weather, everything like that there, and feeling very good. I'm very lucky now that when I do come here, my body and my system's that used to coming out to this side of the world. But within 3 or 4 days, I'm used to the time, I'm used to everything anyway, so it was still good to get out here a good spell before, get a good bit of training in. Got some good sparring in over here as well, and all the hard work's done now. It's just staying mentally and physically focused now, pushing on into the next few days.
And obviously this camp, the mental aspect of it, Jason, there have been questions of you after your last fight. You've came through that and flying colours, suppose, and that gave you a lot of impetus going into this camp. You know, different mindset, different belief, and how has that been?
Yeah, it's in any sport, I think success comes with momentum, and that's exactly what I'm looking to build on now, is getting that momentum. I hate bringing this up all the time, but since that time that I broke my hand way back then, you know, the momentum has been very stop-starty. Since then, I haven't really got into a flow, I haven't really got into a rhythm. I was changing camps over to Sheffield and everything like that there, but you know, I'm a lot more balanced now in everything. I have a fully functional base now. I have a good routine. Everything's starting to flow together nicely now. And the key aspect of it all is that the fights are coming, and they're coming thick and fast.
Mm. The questions were asked when you were into that fight as well against Cardell, but now, not that you can. You've proved any doubts in your mind, Jason. You're out once again against a Mexican, Cortez. And tell us a wee bit more about your opponent this time, Jason.
Yeah, he's a proper Mexican. He's been a professional boxer since he was 16 years of age.
Yeah,
he's 27 victories, 5 losses. You know, he's coming in with a great record and everything like that. He's been with some top lads and world ranked fighters. He has been beat by those fighters, but he's been in with some experienced lads. He's got a lot of experience himself, and that's kind of the basics of him. You know, I try not to, I don't like to look too much into him or kind of, I don't know what you fixate too much on him. I like to just concentrate more on my own game, my own preparation, everything like that there, because me and Andy have been working very well together, and even though that we have this fight coming up now, this Thursday coming, it's in training camp, we're still working on things for future down the line as well. Like we're implementing small things, not just for this fight, but for the future as well, like, and which has me very excited, you know, because every day we go into the gym, there's a target, there's a goal, we're searching and we're pushing forward to big things, but it all kicks off now on Thursday night on January 23rd.
Andy Lee, second time he's going to be ringside with you, and obviously you've had a couple of months with him, and suppose that's the question people are asking, you know, what are the wee things that he's doing with you? And, you know, suppose, obviously you're not going to tell us, but sometimes it's simple things that he might bring, Jason, would it be?
Yeah, well, to be honest, at the minute, we're not getting on the best with DC United, and I'm Liverpool, and Liverpool's one
of these. Had him a dig.
It could be a sparring session tomorrow. Everything's been going great. He's like, as I says, you know, in previous interviews, I'm 28 years of age. I have my style. I have the way that I am. I have the way that I fight. You know, you're not going to come in and drastically change anything, and that's not what you can do anyway to a fighter at this level. You need to come in, and like Andy has done, he's just small little things, tweaking and changing, perfecting little things here and there, and it's all about just brushing up on little things, adding a few different things as well. You know, you're never going to be a finished article. There's always room for learning. And Andy's putting plenty of things into place for me now, and I'm putting them into place in training. But it's a matter of now putting them into place in the ring now whenever I get in there.
Well, look, Jason, it's one we're looking forward to. You're back into 15th in the world, and well, no doubt a victory for you will push you further up that. And as we were all looking forward to a chance at that world title coming down the line, hopefully.
Yeah, that's without a doubt. You know, that's the main goal that I have is to become world champion, and you know, I don't think I would be in this game if that wasn't the goal, or if that wasn't where I wanted to get to. But you know, I just want to say, like, over the last few months and everything like that, there, the support from everyone back at home has been absolutely amazing. Everybody's really got behind me now, and it has really drove me on in the gym. And even now that I'm away from home, I know I'm not away that long, but even though that you still be away from home, you know, the support means the absolute world to me. And there's nothing better than Donegal support and Irish support, and geez, by God, I'm lucky that I have that in bundles.